We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If anyone needs a mask, we've got them. You don't need one? Why not?
I don't know if anybody has ever explained to you that breathing your own carbon monoxide is not healthy.
I heard about that, but I heard about this other thing.
Called coronavirus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not
doing
it. I know where I'm going when I die. You guys?
I don't know.
So I'm not
the sky?
Hopefully to a pokey shot.
You're listening to KNX In Depth along with Mike Simpson. I'm Charles Feldman.
The Great Pokey Shop in the Sky. That was the comedy duo and podcasters Chad and JT trying to do some good in Huntington Beach. They went out there the other day, box of free face masks to give away to anybody who wanted one who didn't have a mask on. They filmed the experience, the reception they got. Pretty good marker of where we are as a society as we move through this pandemic.
So Chad and JT were friendly and smiling throughout, even as they were repeatedly cursed at and quoted back conspiracy theories to the people they were attempting to provide masks. Chad and JT, hosts of the Going Deep with Chad and JT podcast, are now with us. Hey, dudes, how you doing?
What up? Stuck to be on the air.
Chilling, dude. Your guys' voice sound crisp and clean and nice to listen to.
We're turning that into a promo. Going to use that.
So where did this idea come from?
Well, I surf Huntington a lot, and then we hit this Pokey Shop bear flag a ton in HB. And we just saw people weren't wearing masks, and we figured that supply chains were just kind of boned up, you know? So we just figured we'd go out and just hand out some free masks to people who need them.
So, but it turned out that it wasn't a supply chain issue. People just think they suck. Yeah.
So obviously we couldn't play all the video because there are people who literally curse at you. They were flipping you off. What was the breakdown of people who actually just started confronting you with anger versus people who would have somewhat of a conversation with you guys?
Most people were pretty chill and they took masks. You know, some people were pretty aggro, as you saw. But, you know, it's all good. And then we sort of arranged for those guys a happy hour at Sharky's so we could further discuss.
Yeah, we think we'll be able to convince them. The average person can be persuaded to a new perspective with 5 beers and 3 poke bowls on average.
Scientifically proven.
Were you guys surprised, though, by any of the reactions? I mean, my reaction when I watched the video is I think you guys are hysterical. But I also thought that some of the responses were kind of sad in a way, because some of the things that people told you and that they believe, I think, are just, from a scientific basis, so unbelievable, it's amazing they believe it. Did you have that reaction at all?
No, I mean, I get why people get upset when they're told to do something. Like, my mom, when she forced me to move out, I was pretty upset. But it was probably for the best for my folks' marriage.
For sure. And he's been super happy ever since.
Yeah, I'm pumped. But I was surprised by one dude's reaction. One dude was like, God does love me. And then he said, F you to me. And those seem like disparate thoughts.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other. People were walking by without them. You asked them why they didn't have them. What was the response? Two girls were like, oh, we left them in the car, and they were going to go into some place like they didn't need them.
A lot of people leave them in the cars, we found. I think that's kind of a trend. They're just like,
That was a very common response.
Yeah. We were like, oh, maybe there's like a misconception, you know, it's like you wear it in the car, but
I always leave like my shoes and my car keys in the car too. So those things are kind of just a vortex for stuff.
You also have like 6 Gatorade bottles too.
Yeah, if you get into my passenger seat, your foot crunches against some plastic.
Yeah, but if you ever want to get hydrated, hop in JT's whip.
Yeah, I got some Wounded Soldier Gatorades for you guys.
Hey guys, I got to ask you guys, out of fairness, when you're not making this video, do you, when you're in public, do you wear masks?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, well, I don't go out that much. I've actually come back to my mom's house, and Chad's living here with me too, so we're pretty stockpiled here. But yeah, we definitely wear masks.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys are on the younger side. Everybody says it's a bunch of young people who are going out, partying, going to bars, restaurants, house parties, not paying attention. What do you say to the 20 and 30-somethings out there?
Well, dude, actually, we learned that. Actually, there's this rager. We were at Lindsay's rager, and she had a strict mask rule, you know, and a lot of people weren't, there's a few people weren't down with it, like our buddy Kellen, and he's like, it's whack. But then he got corona, and we had to cancel our vacation to Ibiza. We were really bummed, so that sort of set us on the path of like, okay, this is serious business.
And he had, like, set everything up in Ibiza. Like, we were going to use his brother's boat, and we didn't want to use it without him. So the whole thing got kind of just, I don't know.
It was ruined. It would have been great for the gram.
So is this going to be a continuing series?
Yeah, as long as they have masks, we're going to keep handing them out.
We've been handing them out a lot, so it could be for sure.
And I think, like, a message to the people who don't want to wear them is just, like, a pretty serious question, you know, like, do you ever want to do a beer bong again?
That's the reward at the end of this. Chad and JT, going deep with Chad and JT. It's the podcast. Thanks, guys.